Hey, St. John, this is Pastor Adam. And right before we get into today's interview, I want to give you a heads up. I sat down with the principal at St. John's, that's with an apostrophe S, in Marysville. He is Rich Roush, and he's been here for about as long as I have, I guess 7 years. And we just kind of talked through things from the perspective of being a principal of a Lutheran day school, but also being our sister congregation and about 25 minutes away. You know, what does that situation look like if we were to have an elementary school here? Would there be any sort of competition? But also, Rich is going to give us some perspective of some of the operations, what are some of the considerations, and even some insights on, you know, how do some of the finances work with having an elementary school. So I hope you find this interview interesting, and I'm sure you could always reach out to Rich, and he'd be glad to answer questions you may have. So thanks. Enjoy the interview. Hey, St. John, this is Pastor Adam, and I'm here again for another one of these sit-downs and talking about the motion that's been put before the congregation about hiring a school planter slash principal and to look ahead about having an elementary school at St. John. And so today I brought in a guest that I thought would give us some perspective on an elementary school at St. John, but this is the principal at St. John's in Marysville, and I have a Rich Roush with me. Rich, how you doing?
Good. Good to be with you today. Hope I can provide some insight onto what we're doing and what could possibly happen here at St. John Dublin.
Yeah, glad to have you here. And one of the first things I learned when I came to St. John was we are the ones without the apostrophe S.
That's right.
And you guys have the apostrophe S at St. John's.
That's
so
right.
Hopefully we'll keep that straight in our discussion today. So Rich, how long have you been in the principal at?
This is year 7 at St. John's.
Okay, so we basically started the same time then.
Yep.
So yeah, I've been here about 7 years as well. Awesome. Yep. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So from a church perspective, I was baptized at St. John's in Marysville, went to through the third grade, and then my parents were divorced and I moved and wasn't back in the area for quite some time. Went to undergraduate and graduate school, and then came back and was teaching in the area in a couple of the schools that are pretty sought after in our area. And my daughter was in preschool, and I felt the call to go to St. John's when she was there in preschool, and here we are 7 years later.
So you have a connection with Lutheran schools pretty much through all your life, it sounds like. I know you've been aware of some of our efforts here with our exploratory committee. I reached out to you probably a while back just to mention this to you, and part of it was to say, hey, we're not looking to compete with St. John's Marysville. But just to kind of get some of your initial support. And we even had you come out to interview with our consultant through the Genesis study. And I think it was you and a few of the teachers from...
It was myself and Alex Blewett, who's our preschool director.
Yeah. And why agree to be part of those interviews? So what was that like?
Sure. I just thought if the opportunity was there for more kids to hear about Jesus, then, you know, if that's something you guys were thinking about, that I wanted to try to help in that process to help you understand what it takes to run that school. That's the biggest reason.
So you said you've been the principal at St. John's Marysville for 7 years now. What do you see as the benefit of Lutheran schools? You know, why be the principal at one of them?
Sure. I think the biggest benefit is giving kids a Christian worldview. We have lots of awesome schools that are around us in Central Ohio. We've got Marysville and Fairbanks, Jonathan Alder, which are great public schools, but they don't have Jesus. And I think being able to teach kiddos about him. For instance, this morning I had a little kiddo in a discipline interaction, and we reconciled the situation. I said, well, why are you forgiven? I didn't beat him over the head with the law. We talked a little law, but the gospel was probably more prevalent, and we handled the situation. And for me, that's one of the bigger reasons why it's different than the public school.
I get to come out every so often and help lead chapel at St. John's, and that's always a lot of fun to have, you know, all the classes there together to sing, to pray. And, you know, we usually kind of catch up with each other and just see how things are going. I had a Kevin Kreutz on at one point to talk about just the larger district and just Lutheran schools in general, and asked a little bit about his viewpoint of what's the position of our Lutheran schools, especially going through the pandemic and whatnot. Maybe could you tell us, you know, how is St. John's doing as an elementary school?
Yeah. Through the pandemic, we took the stance we were going to do whatever we could to stay open. We were shut down initially right at the beginning, but then afterwards we brought kids back in full. We took some precautions with masking and distancing. We saw some growth because of that. People wanted to be in school, and our enrollment went from about 180 to about 210, which is about where we stand now. in our K through eight, and our preschool actually dropped a little bit, 160-ish down to 120. But those kiddos didn't have to be in a school. I think that's what we attributed that to. But we're now pushing the 150, 155 mark again, so we're getting back to where we were. But overall, I just think people wanted to be in school, and again, it was an opportunity for us to witness to them and to share the love of Jesus with them.
Wonderful. And so you said your enrollment's about 210 right now?
Right.
Now, every so often, we'll have members from St. John in Dublin attend St. John's Marysville. And I think right now we have one member. And that's something I just kind of noticed in my time here is we don't have a whole lot of kind of sharing of our members. And maybe just because of the distance or just, you know, unless you're going to Marysville, you know, why are you driving out there sort of thing?
Correct.
And is that kind of your...
I would agree. I think we're just far enough apart where people don't drive. We do have a couple staff members that live in Dublin. We do have a couple other families that live right on the outskirts of Dublin, but it's on that northwest corridor side where it's a little bit easier to get to us. The only other occasion would be where someone does work maybe in Marysville, and they're able to drop their child off, you know, when they're coming to or from work.
Yeah, and so that's something I've just kind of wondered, like, we're not looking to compete, you know, if we were to have an elementary school, and there's, it's pretty common across our church body to have multiple Lutheran schools in an area, but it just seems like, you know, the morning commute, you know, whichever way the parents are driving, that's probably the school they would head towards is my sense of that.
Sure. I would see more partnering opportunities from field days to worship days to doing celebrations for Reformation Day, you know, different things like that we could partner staff and or resources together. I would see that as being a huge benefit.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And we'll just have to make sure our apostrophes and S's are correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, that's the kind of thing I love is the camaraderie and the teamwork that comes with just Lutheran schools. I grew up in an area in Michigan where, I mean, your entire sports league was just Lutheran schools, and you got to know the different kids and schools, and you fed into the same high schools, and it's neat to have those partnerships.
Right. And yeah, that'd be a dream one day. I know we're in the process of looking at building, and a lot of our families say, well, when are you going to have a high school? You know, that's always been a dream of mine to have a Lutheran high school. I think that would be awesome, and another elementary school sure would help to provide that.
So you're out in Marysville, and you're not like in the downtown area of the old downtown. You're not right off of 33. I mean, you're down Scott's Lawn. There's a lot of farms and a bit
pretty rural.
A pretty rural area. And so where are your 200 students coming from?
Yeah, I would say approximately 55 to 65% come from Marysville, and then 30 to 35% come from the Fairbanks district, which is rural areas. There's a couple of small little towns that feed into Fairbanks. Some few from Dublin, a few from Ben Logan, a few from Olentangie, a few from Richwood, which is the North Union School District, a few from the Ben Logan School District up near Bell Fountain, and a few from the Triad Local School District, which is out in Champaign County. So, again, some of those are folks that are coming in. They're working in Dublin or they're working in Marysville, so they bring their kiddos. There's a few that make the commute just because they really want a Christian education.
Sounds like some folks here are willing to travel and make sure that, you know, they can be at St. John's. Mm-hmm. Especially being a principal in the motion being here at the congregation to consider about hiring a school planter or principal. What do you think are some of the responsibilities or the duties that this potential principal will need to do to look at starting up an elementary school? What comes to mind for you?
I think they need to, first of all, get to know the congregation. And second, they would need to get to know the local community to understand where they were going to draw students from initially. The finance piece is big, understanding whether they're going to be chartered or non-chartered through the Ohio Department of Education. There's some funding that goes with that. There's also a few caveats as far as things that you have to do that you wouldn't normally do otherwise.
Maybe this is getting a little too in the weeds, but St. John's, you're a tuition-based school, and yet you also get some of those funds from the state. What does that kind of, how does that work out, or just kind of a broad, big picture of
that? So broad-based, you look at your student enrollment. We have what's called our ADM, our average daily membership, that drives funds for a few different things, one called administrative cost reimbursement. So that's anything that our teachers do that's non-religious related, lesson planning, bus duty, lunch counts, things of that nature. And that's not a huge piece of money, but it factors into kind of what we call our third source funding. So you'd have to look at the support from the church, the tuition, and then third source funding, which is a big arm that's been talked about a lot in Lutheran circles lately. You know, we don't want to drive tuition up too high. So we've tried to understand how can we get some more third source funding. Back to the state funding, you also have something called auxiliary funding, which is given per pupil. That's driven through the local school districts, and you can have the option to get that money. But again, that goes into your operating budget. So to, I guess in general, the big thing is to understand the finance piece of it.
I know a little bit about auxiliary funds because Rachel is...
our clerk.
Is your clerk. And right. So she's employed by Fairbanks School District, right? And yet she's kind of like a liaison for St. John's. And right. So she helps order a lot of the curriculum and Chromebooks and resources like that. I think even some of those funds go towards helping pay for like some of your specials teachers, right?
Professional development, one of our intervention teachers.
Yeah. And so it's really neat to see how Ohio is pretty favorable towards Lutheran schools in this way. Coming from Michigan, I don't think there's anything like this. And
right. One of the biggest things, again, just to stress the finance piece, there's a couple new opportunities. One is called a SGO, a scholarship granting organization, which I believe St. John Dublin is already part of.
Yeah, I was hoping to bring that up because we can already do this now for our early childhood center. So SGO, it's this kind of a tax write-off.
Correct.
It's an immediate credit where in your Ohio state taxes, you can give a donation to a school.
Right.
And as long as you're recording your taxes, it's an immediate credit. And so it's kind of directing.
If you have a liability, you can give up to $750. And if you have a liability, that liability then goes away.
Yeah. And in some sense, you get to kind of say, I want my tax dollars to do this.
Exactly.
And that's a really neat opportunity. And I think it's $750 for an individual right. or for a couple, it's $1,500.
Correct.
It's live for St. John's in Marysville, and it's live for St. John and yes. Dublin with our early childhood center. And I think Steve Armstrong would be the member here who would give you some more information about that. So you mentioned auxiliary, you mentioned some of these other third source funds, but there's also EdChoice is another thing that comes up in.
Right. EdChoice is a state voucher program, and there's two of them. There's one called EdChoice, just EdChoice, and the other one is EdChoice Expansion. EdChoice is based on the school district in which you reside. If it's an underperforming district, you can take the voucher and apply it to a school that might be an EdChoice qualifying school. It's a program you have to apply to be part of. And then EdChoice Expansion is strictly a need-based, based on your poverty level of the family. And again, they can receive up to, this year it's up to $5,400.
Okay, per student?
Per student. There's also a couple of special needs scholarships, one called the Autism Scholarship and one called the John Peterson Scholarship. If a student's on an IEP, they can... be awarded finances for tuition and services that they receive at the school.
And so all these things. And so there's the third source funding, there's, you know, support from the congregation, but there's also just tuition dollars that come from families.
Right.
And all that together helps run St. John's in Marysville.
Correct. And that tuition piece, I'll put a big ampersand around it, the fact that we can't discount what we do. So that's one thing that I would also stress to the decision makers is don't discount your tuition. Necessarily. I think we've done that a lot in the past, and that's why a lot of our schools have closed because they didn't have the financial backing. So there has to be a delicate balance.
You mean to communicate from the outset to parents, this is the cost to educate a child here at St. John's, and just make sure they know of that total? That's what you mean?
Yes and no. Yes, you know, let them know if it costs X amount of dollars, that's how much it is, and this is how much the congregation kicks in, and this is how much we get from the state. This is how much we get from third source funding, whether it's an SGO or a foundation that gives you money, and then this is how much you're responsible for tuition. At St. John's, we have a couple of scholarships, a worship scholarship, an engagement scholarship, which is about 35% of our total tuition. If someone applies for it, that they can receive it. There are a few things that we put on paper that they have to meet in order to continue to get that, and that would be up to this congregation. There's lots of different ways to go about it.
I think the encouraging thing from this is to hear that there are a number of sources and ways to go about stitching all this together.
Right.
Well, Rich, I've really enjoyed our conversation so far. And as we work towards bringing it to a close, I just want to recall that conversation we had way back when I said, hey, we have a subcommittee that's kind of doing some investigating and exploring the feasibility of having an elementary school at St. John. And I remember you were quite encouraging over the phone about that. And now that we reached this point before the congregation to consider this motion of hiring a school planter/principal, What would be your thoughts now? You know, should we kind of pull the plug on this idea? What encouragement or what are you thinking now?
I think God's planted something here. I think it's getting watered. You know, you have your kindergarten. It's going well. I think you should continue to pray for that planter, that person that's going to come and sow a couple more rows so that your school can grow.
Awesome. Well, Rich, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
And yeah, have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.